Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Tonight, Predators and Avalanche. 9 o'clock, you can watch the game on NBC Sports Network. Brian Boucher is in between the benches for the broadcast for all of the games so far this series. That's where he'll be tonight. We say hello to Brian, who joins us from Colorado. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are excellent here in Nashville. I know you're about 30 minutes away from morning skate, I believe, for the Preds and Avs. What are things you look for and observe on a game day like today in this series during morning skate?
Well, you know, typically you look to see if maybe there's some changes to the lineup. But a lot of times, you know, these things are kept close to the vest. So, you know, you just go there, just, you know, to be honest with you, you know, it's business as usual for a lot of these teams. Sometimes they'll have optional skates. I suspect that Nashville will have an optional skate this morning because they had a full practice yesterday. Maybe Colorado will have an optional. So you just look to see if there's any, you know, anything that stands out, maybe some personnel changes, but I don't suspect that there will be much of anything. Maybe Sam Girard is a game-time decision for Colorado. I don't think that Nashville will make any changes. You know, the one question I do have is whether or not Hartnell will come back into the lineup at some point. I'm not sure about that. And also when Callie Yarncroke is healthy and when he comes back. But for now, we'll see how it plays out this morning, if there's any changes to either lineup.
How much is the Preds' failure in that last game and the struggles in the patches of the wins been a result of Colorado's speed, and how would you like to see them maybe better counter that?
Yeah, I think you got to give some credit to the Avalanche. You know, the fact that they haven't been intimidated at all, you know, in this series, I think, you know, speaks to how good of a hockey team they are. And, you know, you certainly have to respect that. But with that, you know, I think Nashville has, you know, another gear to their game as well. I don't think they've played their best hockey just yet. I think, you know, in game three in particular, you know, aside from games one and two, which they won, but in game three, you know, I thought they were second to a lot of pucks. I thought they lost a lot of battles. I thought they, you know, they were on their heels to start the game because they weren't first to pucks. And because of that, the Avalanche were able to get inside, get some quality opportunities, and they cashed in on those opportunities. And to me, that's just, I think it's more about just being ready to play. Like, you got to be ready to go the minute that puck drops. But I think there's something to be said about coming in and playing in high altitude right at the start. And maybe for the Predators, they were just a tad slow in that first period, and it certainly ended up costing them the hockey game. They looked a little better in the third, but by then it was a little too late. We'll see if they can change that start here tonight.
Brian Boucher with us on the Midday 180. From ice level, Brian, from your vantage point, where does Colorado's speed rank amongst teams that you've seen this season?
Yeah, well, the top line in particular, maybe the fastest. You know, McKinnon, he like shoots out of a cannon. I mean, this guy, and he seems to be faster on home ice. Certainly, I think he was energized to play at home, and their whole team was jacked to play at home. But their first line in particular is the line that really stands out, that has the speed. And I think, you know, you could say that maybe the fastest line in the NHL. But, you know, when you look at Connor McDavid, he's also a very fast player. I think when you have a particular guy on that line that can fly, it certainly makes the line look a lot faster. But as far as their whole overall team speed, you know, there's a lot of teams that play with that same type of pace. So it's just about managing, you know, I think, one, you know, you got to manage pucks well. If you're the Nashville Predators, you don't want to turn pucks over and feed that transition where they get the odd man rushes, because that's where it looks a lot faster. And then if, you know, look, if there's nothing going on and you have to set up in the neutral zone and play good defense through the neutral zone, then you do that. And I think historically, over the last year and a bit, the Preds have been one of the best teams that's really doing a good job in the neutral zone and kind of nullifying that speed that the opposition has. So I think for the Preds, I think it's just about being ready to play tonight. I think that maybe in game three, you know, sometimes you go into a game and you kind of hope that the other team is going to lay down for you, and you kind of wait and see how it plays out. I don't think that's the approach you got to take. I think you have to take it to them. I think you have to make sure that the inexperience of the Avalanche gets exposed by you putting pressure on them. And if you do that, then, you know, you might see a different result here tonight.
Speaking of taking it to them, what did you make of the PK Subban hit on Nathan MacKinnon? And then a day later where he doubles down and says that he's going to do it again in game four.
I like it on PK's side of it. It's playoff hockey. I agree with him with what he said. I think, you know, we're trying to, you know, find too many things to make a story out of in a playoff series. There are things that are going to be said, things that are going to be done, in the course of a series that, it just happens. And you're trying to get an edge on somebody. And frankly, if I'm on the Nashville Predators, I want to make sure we punish Nathan MacKinnon every second we have a chance to. I mean, whether it's dirty, whether it's after the whistle, you do whatever you can to get underneath his skin and let him know that it's not going to be an easy night. So for PK Subban, I like his comment. I think that's something that they have to do. I mean, if they can get MacKinnon to go to the penalty box in retaliation for whatever Subban does, and even if Subban has to go with him, I still think that that's a win. Just because of the depth that the Preds have, you're taking, you know, the best player in the NHL off the ice in Nathan MacKinnon.
Brian, you were on that Stanley Cup final team that lost to Chicago. You played for Laviolette that year. And in the second round, I believe you trailed Boston 3-0, came back to win that series. What advantage, and you're great to ask, what advantage does Nashville have because they have Peter Laviolette as their head coach?
No, well, the one great thing that I'll always say about Peter Laviolette is that he's a great motivator. I think he has a way of every year of finding a new slogan or rallying cry to go around. And, you know, typically it's not for public consumption. I mean, it's stuff that's inside the locker room. But he usually does a very good job of, you know, uniting the group and finding a way to get them to think in a singular manner. And you know, look, I my guess this year would be, last year they were the underdogs, right? And you know, so they played to that theme, and I think this year, you know, they're the favorites in a lot of eyes, so I'm sure he's, you know, he's rallying around that in some way, shape, or form to make sure that you know, that they relish the opportunity, that they understand that they are the top team, that everybody wants to take them down, but it's something that they probably can embrace. And I'm just going off of speculating. I don't know what's inside that locker room, but I know that Peter Laviolette, when it comes to stuff like this, he eats this stuff alive. I mean, he loves to come up with storylines and kind of get guys to get focused on a certain thing and get fired up. That's the one thing that he's really good at.
Brian, we really enjoy watching the broadcast with you and Kenny. We think you make a great team, and we'll be watching tonight.
I appreciate that. All right, guys, enjoy the game. Hopefully it's a good outcome for you, a good outcome for your fan base.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you, Brian.
So much.
Brian Boucher has been our guest. You can catch him tonight on NBC Sports Network. They do. They do. And they do their homework on all these teams throughout the year. And he's been in between the benches a while, but teamed up with Kenny Albert. I think Boucher is going to rise up the ranks among those analysts. I think he's second or third team right now for NHL broadcast. I could see him
I think
elevated.
He does a great job. And I'll say this, that Kenny Albert is terrific. I'm a little surprised that Kenny Albert is on the Nashville-Colorado series and not maybe some more, slightly more high-profile series on the East Coast, given his ties to the East Coast and the fact that the Preds are getting the guy who called the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's pretty big time. I mean, they have him the entire series. I'm a little surprised that he's on this series.
Depending how the other series go, Kenny did tell us last week when he joined us, he was booked through game four of the series. So, and then they would reschedule based on how other series are going.
So he may not be here Friday night.
We don't know. We don't know yet. I'm hopeful that he will be, because I've enjoyed watching those broadcasts for NBC Sports.
Yeah, they
Network.
Do a great job.